speaking?
Hello, good evening. Yeah, my name is Jay. We're just conducting a statewide public opinion poll, and we would like to include your response to the study. Are you at least 18 years and legal resident in Ohio? Can you be so kind, share your opinion real quick?
I can if it'll take less than 4 minutes. I have to get on a meeting.
Oh, understood, ma'am. I will try to do it as quick as possible. But are you registered to vote in Ohio?
I am.
Okay, and do you feel that secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of the gun ownership? Yes, it is or no, it's not. How do you feel?
Yes.
It is? Okay. Now, moving forward. Now, a firearm is considered secure storage if it is either in a secure storage device that is also locked. It can only be unlocked with the key, a combination, a fingerprint, or other similar means. For example, a safe, a container, case, or a lockbox. Or made temporarily inoperable by a tamper-resistant locking device such as cable lock or trigger lock, storage in a container that is not C2, and is stored in a place where the person who is prohibited for handling, such as a child, cannot reasonably gain access to it. Now, will you support or oppose the state law in Ohio requiring the firearms be securely stored?
Support.
Support. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate you taking the time to help me. Now, will you support or oppose the state law requiring the firearm be securely stored if the law defines secure storage a lock safe? Will you support or oppose that?
Support.
Okay. How about if the law defines secure storage a lock container or a case? Support or oppose?
Support.
Okay. How about if the law defines secure storage a lockbox or other device that it is designated to be or which can be used to storage a firearm? Support or oppose that law?
Support.
Okay. Thank you, man. Now, will you support or oppose the state law requiring that the storage be accessible via a key lock? Will you support that or oppose?
Support.
Okay, how about a combination lock? Support or oppose?
Support.
And a biometric identifier such as a fingerprint? Support or
support.
Oppose? Thank you. Now, if a firearm is in a storage device such as a lock safe, a case, or a lockbox, do you feel it should or should not also be required to be unloaded? Should or should not?
Should.
Should. Okay, thank you. Now, if a firearm is not in a lock safe, a case, or a lockbox, do you feel it is or is not sufficiently secure if it is equipped with a cable lock or trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through, and is also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it? You think that would be yes, it is secure, or no, it's not secure?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, real quick. If a firearm is not in the physical possession of its legal owner or someone who's legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, will you support or oppose a law that requires that the gun be stored and securely? Support or oppose that?
Support.
Okay. Now, I appreciate your patience on the line. We're almost done. Searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Now, will you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes language making it clear that law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant? Will you support or oppose that kind of law?
Support.
Thank you, ma'am. And now, would you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it? Support or oppose that?
I'm sorry, read that one more time.
Yes. Will you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it? Will you support that or oppose it? Thank you, ma'am. Now, I'm sorry. Prosecutors have a discretion to legally decide whether or not to file charges in particular cases. Now, will you support or oppose the law requiring prosecutors to formally assess every incident in which a minor child discharges a firearm, except for when hunting under the supervision of an adult? Will you support or oppose that kind of law?
Support.
Okay. And finally, will you support or oppose the law requiring prosecutors to record in writing any charges filed against an adult gun owner in connection with a minor illegally discharging a firearm and make that record available to the public? Will you support that or oppose that?
Support.
Okay, it's just for a statistical purpose only, so we can finish. In terms of your personal political party identification, consider yourself a Democrat or a Republican?
Democrat.
But thank you. A strong Democrat or not so strong?
Strong.
Okay. Is your age between 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 plus?
18 to 34.
18 to 34. Thank you, ma'am. Now, which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? A white or Anglo, or a black African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or other?
White.
Okay, regarding your gender, do you consider yourself a male or a female?
Female.
Okay, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Enjoy the rest of the evening, man. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye-bye. Ah.